I'm saying that peace of God overtook me. And I didn't know anything like what I know right now. But that peace of God settled in my spirit. And I wasn't worried. I wasn't fretful. I wasn't upset. Because God said, Cora, it's things in that house. And things can be replaced. And so that's where you got to get to. That person might have a bad day today. I don't know what went on. I don't know what's going on in their life. I don't know why they acted and reacted to me. I don't even know why they cursed me out seemingly for no reason. But I keep my peace. And when I share my peace with them, then a calmness will come over them. Because that peace of God will spread. And that's what God is calling for in the body of Christ. I heard a minister last week, whenever it was, at that revival or with that Tuesday night, and he talked about how even there are fightings in the church and quarrelings inside the church, and you know what's going on in the world and all of that. But he said, there's hope. In spite of all of that, there is hope. In spite of all of that, there is peace available for you. Say, there's peace available for me. Say, it's mine. I take it. I keep it. I won't let it go. Shout hallelujah. 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 And so he went on, Paul went on to talk about the things that were going on and that Christ is coming back and we'll be caught up and changed and we'll get rid of this old vile body we have and get a body just like his. He said, but in the meantime, do what you know. Look at your neighbor and say, do what you know. Do what you know. I remember Jeffrey preached a long time ago, and he said, I could have done this or I could have done that. He said, but I think he said down in his spirit, or he just knew. He heard, do what you know. Or he said to himself, do what you know. Do right. You know, I've been retired for 20 years, but back in the day, and I found children, they didn't know right from wrong. Many of them didn't know right from wrong because they'd never been taught. Right was getting something done, right or wrong, and not getting caught. And wrong was getting caught. But no, there is an absolute truth. And that's what the world doesn't want to teach us. But when we come in face and in contact with all of this, we keep our peace. Because that's what God has given to us. So he said, in the peace of God, in the midst of whatever's going on, that passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. How do you keep your peace? How is your peace kept? How do you have peace? Through what? Jesus Christ. You're going to keep your heart and also your what? Mind. So my mind has to be stayed on him. I have to continuously bless him, bless him. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I bless you. Don't allow, the bishop said, when you start to meditate and then that mind goes, shing, and that way and whatever. No, you call it in. You'll not think that thought. Because I bless the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You start saying that word. I know this is a simple lesson. This is not an in-depth lesson, but it's everyday life. You run into people every day, and you don't realize sometimes you're sinning just by the thought life you have, and that thought that you have that's not of God. It's sending out waves, and they're negative, and they're strengthening and supporting the devil. But if you send out that peace, that love of God, it can change lives. So I choose peace. Come on, I didn't hear that. In every circumstance. In every circumstance. Every circumstance. And so he says, then to keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. We call ourselves the church. We call ourselves Christian Fellowship Church. We are the body. The people make up the church. If we never came, this would just be a building sitting here. Amen. But who's the head? Jesus Christ is the head and we're the body. So we can't go off running doing stuff apart from him. I can't go getting mad apart from him. Sure, he whipped them out of the temple. It was based on the word of God. So whatever we do, he said, be angry and sin not. Base it on what? Not your own feelings. Amen. Flesh, get under. I hear the word of God. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Say glory to God. Say glory to God. Amen. So as we look at this, we have to do something first before we can have this peace now. It's just not automatic. Amen. And in chapter 3, verse 16, I don't know if I gave you that, so you don't have to try to put it up, but listen. It says, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. He was telling them, I have taught you. Let's walk by the same rule. Let's walk by the word of God. Let's have the same mind. Let's think like God says to think. Let's take the peace that God gives. So those of you who are here and you're members of CFC and those of you who are watching at home, let's walk by the same rule. Let's walk by the word of God. Let's follow our leadership of our pastor. And let's go where he's going. Can you shout hallelujah? And we can have the peace of God manifested in our lives in the midst of all the turmoil that's going on in the world. So how can you be so calm? Why are you not worried? Yes, Lord. I remember that brought to mind when our oldest son, Tony, we call him Tony, his name Roger. And when he was in Saudi Arabia, and you know, the war is going on, and you hear it in the news, and the war broke out, and I remember that day, my God, all day long. I mean, I actually saw them, but they weren't there. In my mind, you know, your mind can create a vivid picture. Amen? I could mention something that you like to eat, okra in peas. Most people don't like that. I heard a minister say yesterday, he said, my dad, I don't like okra. He said, my dad would say, you have to cultivate a taste for it. But I could picture something that you really like to eat or something, and you could see it. You could see it, a car or a vehicle that you want. You could see it. So that day, all day, I saw military people in different uniforms from different branches of the government, and I was at work. At school, at work. But all day I would just see them pulling up in cars, coming to the office and them calling me to the office to tell me something was wrong. And the enemy was saying, he dead, he's hurt, he's dead. So I came home that evening, I told Jimmy, Brian, and Karen, I don't know if he even remembers it. We prayed, we committed him totally to the Lord. And I didn't worry anymore. I had everybody say, peace. That passeth all understanding. How can you not worry when your son is fighting in a war? I had what? Peace. That passeth all understanding. You cast all your care on the Lord because the Lord cares for you. And so whatever he says, it is. And we have to grow up to come to that. Come out of this world into the new kingdom.